Hey everybody, John Michael again for another catch up on what's been happening in my dark room. So after my last testing session in the dark room, I decided that for my next attempt, I wanted to try and do something a bit bigger. I have a box of Ilford Multigrade 4 paper that's 24 by 30 centimeters, and I wanted to give that a try, but my trays were too small. So I went ahead and ordered some new trays, which have arrived. And I had also won an auction for a set of multigrade filters for under the lens, and those arrived as well. So I had some new toys to try out, and my goal was to try and get a couple of nice bigger prints done. Before I started with the larger paper, I tried some testing with the Photon Foamy multigrade paper. Just to kind of get an idea what the different contrast filters would do and what kind of an effect they had. I experimented a bit with combining filters with different exposure times. I tried just doing straight prints with the different filters at different times to see what the effects were. Once I decided to go for the larger paper, I raised up the enlarger as much as I could, and it just barely covers the size. But I made a little mask that covers 2 centimeters of the edge of the paper just so I have a nice clean white border, and also I have a little bit of flexibility with the negative. I cut down some of the paper into smaller pieces to use as smaller test strips before I went for the whole sheet of paper. Tried it out some different times, some different filters, found something that I kind of liked, and then went ahead and printed 3 full page prints of that first negative, with slight differences in times and dodging a little bit here and there. And yeah, they came out okay. I've been putting scans of all the things that I've been printing up on my website so you can see what I'm talking about if you're interested. I tried going through the same process with a different negative. A 6x6 negative, which is, as I mentioned, cropped on my enlarger, and I wasn't quite as happy with the results from that. It's a very contrasty image, and I didn't quite get the lights and the darks to look how I wanted them to. I think I need to do a lot of dodging and burning on that print, or maybe figure out the split filter printing method to get that how I want it. But it just looked a bit muddy and not as clean and crisp as I would like it to be. So there's more experimentation needed for that as well. So I think this will be my last recording. I've gotten to the point where I can get a print, and now comes lots and lots of practice to get it to the level that I would like it to be at. But I wanted to wrap up just with some thoughts on the whole darkroom printing thing in general, and what my experience has been with it so far. Unfortunately, at this time, it wasn't possible for me to do a workshop or really get any outside input, so everything that I've learned has been either from watching YouTube or from Rachel's videos, or the Shoot Film Like a Boss channel has been very helpful. I've also watched some of John Whitmore's videos. And just been picking up little tips and tricks from that. But I didn't really get the opportunity to have a complete course or from the ground up kind of a detailed instruction learning. So there could be some things that I've totally missed and would make my life a lot easier, and maybe later I'll figure those out and smack myself on the head. But in general, I found the process interesting. I've enjoyed messing around with it. I don't know if it's going to be something that I will really pursue and try and get to perfection. So far, the results I've gotten have been okay, but I almost always like the digital file better than what I'm able to get from printing. I've been a bit spoiled by the ease and flexibility offered by photographing my negatives and then touching them up in Photoshop. I'm also not really sure yet what to do with the prints once I've printed them. It seems ridiculous to print them and then scan them and share them online when photographing the negative and displaying it that way is a cleaner digital file. So I'm not sure if I will start framing them. I want to get kind of a magnet board for my wall that I can at least have the prints in progress up there so I can live with them a bit and maybe have some ideas from looking at them, what I can do differently the next time. So I started a collection in my Lightroom catalog of a bunch of different negatives that I would like to print. And my plan going forward is to print those negatives and just see what kind of results I can get. And then we'll see if it's something that I want to continue or if I'm just happier with the photographing the negatives and keeping them as a digital file. So I guess my final thoughts are I'm really glad that I've been doing these experiments and it's been a lot of fun trying things out. We'll have to see if I continue doing it, but if anybody's thinking about trying it and you have the time and the little space to do it, definitely give it a try and see if it's something for you. As with so many things, it's easy to get started and get some results, and then you can spend as much time as you want trying to get them exactly the way you want them. So as I mentioned, if you want to see the results that I've gotten, go to jmm-photos.com. And click on the tab that says Test Strips. All my results are up there. And I hope you've enjoyed listening to these. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.